You're listening to Confidently She, a lifestyle and mindset podcast for women of faith, hosted by copywriter and body confidence coach, Rebecca Biggie. Get ready to question the beliefs that are making you question your self-worth and become Confidently She. It is a very rare situation where you get something in life without asking for it. You need to ask for things. Confident people ask for things. And the balance you need to find is between being demanding things, and being totally complacent and expecting things. So you can be entitled, or you can be demanding. Or in the middle, you can be confident and you can ask for things. And the main difference is your mindset and your expectation about the outcome, okay? So if you are demanding, that means you think the world revolves around you, and that people, if you ask and you demand, you deserve these things, and you continue to ask and ask and ask, and you will get the outcome that you want. That is demanding. Asking for something with the expectation that you will get that outcome and you will do whatever it takes to make that thing happen. You will blow people over. You will do anything it takes to get your way. Okay? Because you deserve it and you're a hard worker, and you know, and maybe those things are true. Maybe you do deserve it. Maybe you are a hard worker, but you don't need to be demanding about it. And I think that is what some people think confidence is. They think confidence is like going out there and getting what you want, and nothing's going to get in your way. But I tried that, and you don't end up feeling very confident, because here's the funny thing you realize is that you don't get all the things that you want. And sometimes when you get what you want, you don't like it anyway. I had this thought once. I was like, you know, this weird thing keeps happening where I'm getting everything I want, but then once I get it, I realize I don't want it. And that's just proof of, like, I don't know what I'm doing, right? Like I am not in charge of my life. Like, I don't know what's best for me. Even when I think I'm making responsible choices, even when I'm doing the things that society and culture tells me will make me happy, like, it's all a lie. It's not going to make you happy for the long run. It won't. Okay? So you even if you get the things that you're demanding, you want, it might not actually be all it's cracked up to be, right? They always say, like, be careful what you wish for, because you might get it, right? That's what that saying is getting at. The other side of it is being complacent and just being entitled to a point where you think things are going to be handed to you without even asking, which I used to do this too. It's not that I would think things would happen. It was just like, I don't know if I deserve this. If someone wants to give me a promotion or give me a raise or whatever, like, they will do it just on their own. I don't need to ask for it. If someone wants me to be on their podcast, they'll reach out to me. I don't need to ask for it. I don't want to be presumptuous. I don't want to be arrogant in thinking that this person would want me to be on their podcast, or this person would think I'm qualified to do this job, and I'll just kind of wait for people to ask me to do something, rather than going out there and assuming that this person would want me to do this. Does that make sense? So it's like, I don't want to assume that someone is going to want me to do this, or someone is going to think that I'm worth this much. So I'm just going to wait and see what happens. And then the other side is, I'm worth this much and I'm going to shove it down everyone's throats until I get what I want. And neither one is confidence. Both are a different form of insecurity. And the middle is just asking for what you want, being self-aware enough to realize that, like, it's not all about you, and you can make your intentions and your goals known to people with a humble attitude and letting them know that, like, hey, you know, I'm not really attached to this outcome. Like I know that it's up to you, and you're going to make the decision that works best for you, but I want you to know this is what I want. I said the other day at lunch, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. And one of my friends was like, "What? I really like that." He's like, "I'm going to remember that." And I'm like, "How have you not heard that before?" I'm like, I thought that that was like the most like ironic, like, I don't know, overused, whatever. Like, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. That's everywhere, right? But I'm going to say it on this podcast because my friend did not hear that before. He was like, "I really like that." And I'm like, "Seriously?" I'm like, "I didn't even come up with that." Like, that's a pretty well-known saying. You know, a closed mouth never gets fed. That's another kind of sales mindset where it's like, hey, if you're not asking for things, if you're not going out there letting people know what you do and how you help and the things that you're trying to accomplish, like, then no one can help you. No one can be like, oh, that's actually in alignment with what I want to accomplish. So you need to get comfortable asking for things, because otherwise you're just going to be in this complacent space of thinking that things are going to be just like showing up at your door. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that has never happened to me. It has pretty much never been the case where I wasn't working for something and it showed up. Right? Like that doesn't happen. That's not the way the world works. And if you're in the other camp of like being demanding and thinking that you deserve certain things, and if you don't get your way, then you're gonna, you know, leave and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you need to ask for things without putting pressure on the outcome. And trusting in time and patience. Okay? You can ask God for things, and he hears you. He wants you to ask for things, but he's not just going to like give them to you right away all the time. Sometimes it will be years. Sometimes you won't get the thing you asked for, but that's because you don't need it. It's because it's not, you know, we think that we want things sometimes, and then looking back, we're like, yeah, I'm really glad actually that didn't happen. Right? Like everyone has an example of something in their life they can think of that it's like, oh man, I wanted this so bad and I didn't get it and I was super pissed. But then this came along and like, it was so much better. And like, I'm so glad that like that thing didn't work out because this is amazing. So thank you, God, for being in control, because if I was in control, I don't know what I would be doing right now. So it's asking for things without trying to control the outcome and without putting your worth and your value in the outcome of the things you ask for. And so a really just tangible way that I asked for something at work. So I work in sales. I have the coolest job. So my 9-to-5 is working with wineries to integrate with their e-commerce systems to our software platform that helps with their like tax and government compliance reporting. Okay. So like, I work for a software company. It's awesome. And my customer base is all wineries. So I get to travel around to wineries, meet with owners, talk about their family business, see the vineyards. Like, it is amazing. Okay. It's so cool. And I started at the company a few months ago in a lower level sales position. And I really felt like I was being underutilized in that role. I was like, man, I really think that I could do more. Like, this isn't really challenging me. I just I think that I should be promoted, but I really just started and I don't know. Like, I want to keep my expectations in check, right? So an opportunity came up. They were like, hey, it's the end of the fiscal year and we're going to be opening up like interviews for promotions and like fill out this form if you want to apply. So I was like, I've literally been working here for like 2 months at that point. Okay. Like I had just started and was like, okay, you have a choice. You can state your case. You can let people know your plans. You can let people know your goals and leave it up to them to decide what to do with you. Or you can sit back, do nothing, and pretty much guarantee that you won't get a promotion. Which one did you think I did? I filled out the application. I submitted it to the HR girl. And even she was like, are you sure you want to go through the interview process? Like, usually we don't give promotions to someone who hasn't been in their role for longer than six months. Like, are you sure you want to? She's like, I just don't want to waste your time with interviews. And when I first read that email, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, she's right. Like, I probably, like, what am I thinking? Like, they're probably, who is this girl who just started here and thinks that she gets a promotion? Like, what's going on? But then I thought about it for a while and was like, you know what? It's never a waste of time to interview with people at this company and just let them know what I have to offer. And it's up to them to decide. Like, it's not, I am not going to be the one getting in the way of God's plan for me. Not even my plan for me. Like, I'm not going to get in the way of what God has planned for me. And if that means putting myself out there a bit and interviewing for a promotion after working somewhere for like 3 months, so be it. Like, that's fine. It's all about the perspective and the attitude you have going into it. So I said, I was like, nope, schedule the interviews. Like, even if I don't get the promotion, I want people to know what my goals are. So I had maybe 4 interviews in 1 week, and it was a lot. And in every single interview, I called it out, right? I was like, listen, you don't really know me because I've only worked here for a few months. I get that. You're probably like, why are you interviewing for this role? Well, here's who I am. You know, I have this experience. I have these goals. I'm not expecting a promotion, but I want you to know that this is what I have to offer. And I just want you to use me in the position you think that I'm ready to be used in. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm saying. I'm not even really asking for anything. I'm just putting it out there that this is what my goals, these are my goals. And it's up to you when you think I'm ready. I think that I'm ready now, but I'm gonna defer to your judgment because you've worked here for a long time. I like just got my stuff set up at my desk. So like, it's up to you. And every single interview, that was really the perspective and the approach that I took to the conversation. And I asked them, what are you looking for in this type of role? Like, where do you see gaps that need to be filled within this organization? And then how do you think that I could be used best? And it was an amazing process. It was actually really fun. The interviews were not stressful at all. And guess what, guys? I got the promotion. Okay? So, I mean, it worked, right? Like, when you have zero expectations and you just go into something with a humble attitude and the attitude of like, hey, I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to be a servant leader, people pick up on that. And people are more likely to say yes to someone who's asking but trusts that they'll make whatever decision is right for them than someone who comes in guns blazing, this is why I deserve this promotion. I've had this track record and I've done this and I've done that and me, and I deserve this. And if I don't get it here, I can get it somewhere else. And like, who wants to reward that type of attitude? Honestly, I wouldn't. If someone came into my office and was like, demanding all these things and saying why they deserve something, I would just be like, gross. You need to change your attitude. Like, attitude is so much more than aptitude. Ooh, that's a good little quote. It's not about your ability to do something. It's not about your experience. It's not about like whether or not you can do something or you deserve something. It's about like, what's your approach to asking for it? You gotta raise your hand. You gotta throw your hat in the ring. And even doing that shows to them that like, hey, this person is new and she had the confidence and the guts to raise her hand and throw her hat in the ring, even though she's only been here for like a couple of months. Like, that's amazing. You know, I bet the fact, and I called that out too. I was like, you know, I've only been here for a while, but I wasn't going to let this opportunity pass me by. It seems like this is the time of year that people get promoted. And I wanted to raise my hand and say, hey, I'm Rebecca. This is what I'm about. And use me how you want to use me. So ask for things. If you want something, ask for it, and ask for it in a way that's not trying to benefit yourself, but it's actually trying to benefit the other people. Because notice how I positioned that was not, I want this promotion because I want to get paid more money and I want to have a better title and I want to travel more for my job, and I want this and I want that. It's, well, I think that I would be a good fit for this promotion, but you tell me what you're looking for because I want to make sure we're on the same page. I want to make sure I understand. I want you, this is who I am. Use me in the way that you see fit. And that's kind of our perspective, how our perspective should be to God too, right? It's not, I want this for my life. This is what I want now. This is what I want for this. It's like, all right, like this is what I have work to work with. This is who I am. And, you know, where do I fit into your plan here? Because you know the plan. I don't know the plan. So show me where I fit in, and I'm going to do what I can to be effective in the role that you give me. And it seems like I'm talking a lot about career confidence and asking for a promotion or asking for, I mean, even little things at work, but it's always about the bigger picture. And just if you try to make it about yourself, I mean, the answer is usually going to be no, but if you make it mutually beneficial, if you make it about like the whole team or the whole company or whatever, like it's not as selfish, and then it actually makes more sense for it to be a yes, because then that's showing that you've thought about this beyond just how it affects you. And if you're asking for things in other senses, it's just like the worst thing that's going to happen is they either don't respond or they say no, and then you can just find someone else who's going to say yes. Like, there are so many people out there. There are so many opportunities out there. There's so much out there in the world. And whatever is meant for you is meant for you. So you got to go be active in your trust and ask for things. You can't just expect God to like deliver everything into your life. That's not having faith. That's just kind of like, I don't know. I want to say being stupid, but that's not a very loving thing to say. It's just, you know, a little naive, I suppose, to think that things are just going to happen for you and people will just intuitively know what you're thinking, and they will know that you want this promotion, and they will know that you want to go out to dinner on Friday night, or they will know that you want this for your birthday, or they will know that you hate going to the, you know, I don't know. It's like you gotta make things known, ask for things, and you got a better chance of getting them. The other thing too, it's like I was talking with my friends over lunch the other day, and he was kind of complaining that, he's like, yeah, my work, like they give out Androids or iPhones for like our work phone. And they gave me an iPhone, and like, I really don't like it. And I'm like, well, can you ask for an Android? And he's like, well, this one isn't, like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know, and I'm like, well, I know, but, like, can you ask for one? I'm pretty sure they would, like, reuse that phone for someone else or whatever. Like, if you don't ask, the answer's no. That's when the other guy was like, oh, I really like that. But, for example, me at my work, like, they set me up with a regular laptop. And I was like, hold on, some people have Macs. How do I get a Mac? And someone was like, oh, you just need to, like, ask your manager. And it's kind of hard to, like, get one because they don't usually approve it. And I was like, oh, weird, okay. So I went to my manager and was like, hey, if I asked for a Mac instead of my PC, would you approve that request? And he was like, yes, why wouldn't I? And so I was like, oh, all right, well, I'm going to request for one. And he's like, okay. And then I got one in, like, 2 days. And, like, there are so many times that, like, other people's perspectives on a situation or other people's experiences with a situation, we apply that to ours before we even ask. And it's like, you know what? If my manager was like, no, we don't really do that, I'd be like, oh, all right. Like, okay, like, that's fine. You know, no is not, like, a rejection of you or a rejection of, like, you know, no, why would you ever ask that, you selfish, like, self-centered, whatever. It's like, no, he just would have said, no, I'm not going to approve that. And then I would move on with my life. Like, there are also some times at work where I asked for things and I didn't get them. And then I moved on and it was fine. Like, it's, you got to ask and not be demanding. Cause that's the balancing part, right? Ask. And whether the answer is yes or no, you need to be okay with whatever that's going to be. And you need to deal with it and move on. That's what confident people do. That's what confident women do. They ask for what they want. They make their goals known. They don't expect it to happen. They don't demand it to happen. But they don't just sit back and think that people are going to figure it out. Especially in relationships. Oh my gosh, this episode is already like 20 minutes long, but I could do another 20 minute episode about asking for things in relationships, but you can take this same principle and apply it to friendships, relationships, whatever, because people aren't mind readers. You are not a mind reader. Neither is your friend. Neither is your boyfriend. Neither is the guy at work that you think is cute. Like, and unless you start asking for things and making opportunities for people to give you the things that you want, it's probably not going to happen because people are not mind readers. They don't know, they don't intuitively know what you want. And once you make it known what you want, they might just give it to you.